This is a sermon given by the Reverend Bryony Taylor, Rector of Balbrook and Clown, on the second Sunday of Easter, 2020. May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. In Holy Week, I said that we were all a little like Simon of Cyrene, the man forced to carry Jesus' cross. We were forced this year to carry Jesus' cross with him, to experience his suffering close up, and in a way undeserved and unexpected. This Easter, I feel, we are all like Thomas, the twin. We're supposed to identify with Thomas. You can tell by the way that John writes his gospel. I'm a fan of Thomas. He speaks more than a lot of the other disciples in the gospels, and he is a person who isn't frightened to ask questions. I often think that if he were British, he'd be from Yorkshire. Jesus says to his disciples before he dies, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." And then it's my favourite bit. Thomas pipes up, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way?" There he is, straight-talking Thomas, saying it as it is, saying what is on the minds of everyone else, but they're too scared to say anything. Maybe they don't want to look stupid. But Thomas isn't bothered. He just asks his question and Jesus replies, "I am the way and the truth and the life." In this resurrection account we've heard today, Thomas experiences something devastating. He misses out on being there at Jesus' first appearance to the disciples in a locked room. We've all missed out on so much this year. We've missed out on family celebrations and weddings. We've missed out on our Holy Week and Easter worship in church. We've missed planned birthdays and holidays. We've missed a lot. We can identify with Thomas, but look how gentle Jesus is with all the disciples in our gospel reading today. They are huddled in a locked room. They have lost all hope. They have let Jesus down. And what are Jesus' first words to them when he appears to them? "Peace be with you." Peace be with you. Not "where were you" or "you didn't believe me," but "peace be with you." Then poor Thomas has to wait a whole week, just relying on the stories of his friends. He must have been in agony. Perhaps he thought his friends had some kind of collective hysteria. Perhaps he thought he was going mad himself. And Jesus, again, when he appears in the room a week later, doesn't tell Thomas off, but gently shows him his hands and his side. Now, despite all the artwork often depicting Thomas touching Jesus' hands and side, I don't think Thomas did touch Jesus' scars. He didn't need to. He just exclaimed, "My Lord, my God," the first disciple to declare Jesus' divinity. All his waiting has led to this moment of seeing his Lord in front of him, alive. We are in a strange sort of limbo at the moment. Our lives have been put on pause, and we've missed out on so much. But there are no barriers for Jesus. No locked doors that Jesus can't pass through. No place where Jesus cannot be. As Psalm 139 says, "Where can I go then from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also." Jesus comes into our homes, where we are almost hiding for fear of this virus. Jesus comes right into our homes and declares, "Peace be with you," and offers us his Holy Spirit. Would you pray with me? Do you feel afraid? Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Do you feel you've let God down? Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Do you hear God calling you? Jesus says, "I am sending you." Do you feel empty or inadequate? Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Have you been shutting God out of your life? Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God? Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Amen.